Titans winding down voluntary minicamp. I'm Mike Keith with General Manager Rustin Webster. And let's explain voluntary minicamp, because the Titans have never done one this time of year, or at least haven't done it in recent memory. How do the days work, and what are you trying to get done?
Well, every team that has a new coach, has hired a new coach, gets this voluntary veteran minicamp prior to the draft. And really, it gives our coaches a chance to put their schemes in and evaluate our personnel going into the draft. So it's a very positive thing. Our players have been outstanding, so well prepared, really excited about how well prepared they were when they got on the field, not making a lot of mistakes and really catching on to things quickly. So it's been very positive.
Everything very regulated and very structured.
Very structured. I mean, that's the way Ken runs his program, and it's been really well done. I think our players are excited, and if you watch this practice and run around out there, it was there's a lot of positive vibes.
You've seen him from the other side of the field, but I'm wondering, now that he's on your team, what is it like for you to watch Ken Wisenhunt work?
Well, he's very meticulous in everything he does. He crosses every T and he dots every I. And I think our players have taken to that already and understand that, and it'll just help them in the long run. So it's been impressive.
Any players jump out with the type of offseason or the type of work they've done in the voluntary minicamp?
Well, you know, Justin Hunter's done a good job this offseason of really getting himself in shape, adding weight, and working hard. I think the new players that we brought in have fit in well, not only from a personality standpoint, but also on the field. They looked good out there. So, you know, it's a good group of guys, and they're working together, and they really want to win and put this team over the top.
Just a handful of days until the draft. So wondering, does watching your team in this very much group setting give you an opportunity to sort of put some finishing touches on your thoughts about what you may need in the draft and what you want to do in the draft?
Well, it's an interesting way to do it, and it does give you some ideas as you're out there watching things maybe that players that could help you or places that you thought, well, maybe we may need help, that, hey, we might be pretty good there. So, yeah, it's helpful. It's definitely helpful going into the draft.
Have you enjoyed the extra 2 weeks to prepare for the draft?
Well, there's a lot of overkill involved. But for us, it's been a good thing. And I've continually said that just because we went through so much change this year. It's given us a couple of extra weeks that, honestly, we probably needed.
For you and the staff, and I'm talking about the scouting staff and the coaching staff, what's happening as you wind through the last few days working towards May the 8th?
Well, we're just kind of honing in on certain players, certain groups of players, going through scenarios. You spend a lot of time on the first-round scenario, but you also talk about the other rounds as well. And just trying to put together a group of players that'll be there when we pick.
What is the first night going to be like overall, in your opinion?
Well, it'll be exciting as usual. There'll be that tension that centers around the first pick. And you know, with us picking at 11, we'll have a good group of players to choose from. But also you're a little bit at the mercy of the people ahead of you, and things can change quickly.
Do you think there are two or three wild card teams in that top 10 that, based on what they do, could break the rest of the first round in a different way?
Well, there always are. I mean, there's always surprises. I'm sure there'll be one in there that maybe surprises people, and maybe it surprises the outside world more than it does the football world. You know, you never know. But we'll see what happens. And just excited to make that pick and see who it is.
And with the voluntary minicamp and the draft approaching, football season is here for the Tennessee Titans.
It is here. It's great to be out there on the field and seeing players again and having those guys back around the building. So it's exciting, and it's a step in the right direction for the Tennessee Titans.
He's Rustin Webster. I'm Mike Keith, and this is TitansOnline.com.